Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Bill Likens and Intentional Grass, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97, so put her in the Spencer on time. Well, he turned and said to his black, greasy fireman, shovel on that little more coal. When I cross that big old white oak mountain, watch old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville on a line with a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. See what a jump he made. Well, he was going down grade, making 90 mile an hour. His whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. Telegram came into Washington Station, and this is how it read. That brave engineer that ran old 97, he's lying in old Danville dead. Now let this be a lesson to all you ladies from this time on and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He'll leave you and never return.
Tomorrow you're going. It's so hard for me to believe. I'm making plans to be lonesome, 'cause you're making plans to be.
I'm making plans to miss you.
I'm getting ready to breathe.
I'm making plans for the heartaches, 'cause you're making plans to me.
Trina is playing all those great banjo rolls up here. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Man, I love your playing. Can you tell us about you?
I was about 16, 17, I guess, when I first started.
Trina Emig.
I was a city girl, so I didn't know anything about bluegrass, and I think I heard the banjo, like on commercials on TV. And Dukes of Hazzard, too. I like the Dukes of Hazzard
when
I was a kid. And I got interested in the banjo, and then I guess I figured if you're going to play the banjo, you have to like bluegrass, which I didn't know what bluegrass was, but I love it now.
Well, how did we get to the places we end up, huh? You were 16. Did you know any other girls who played banjo at that time?
No, not at all.
You said you were a city girl. What city were you
in? Cincinnati.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I mean, how did that happen? Was it really like you heard banjo on TV and you said, hey, I think I kind of want to do that?
I was interested in the banjo, so I got a book out of the library. It's called Bluegrass by Bob Artis. I just read that whole thing, that his love for the music. I think when I got done reading that book, it's like, wow, this is great.
Who was your first teacher?
Vernon McIntyre.
Yeah, and tell us about Vernon. Folks may not know what a monster of banjo he is.
He was a great teacher. I mean, I don't think I could have learned from anyone else but him. He was excellent. He had really studied the music, and I was real fortunate because I'd only been taking lessons from him like for 2 years, and then his whole band pretty much quit at once, and he had all these gigs lined up. I was a newbie, you know, and he's like, he was desperate, I guess, so he asked me to be in the band, so I got to travel and play really nice festivals with him and learn a lot about playing.
And also a native of your area.
I think he was from Baltimore originally, but he lived in Cincinnati for a long, long time.
Okay, yeah, because I think that's how we connected.
I'm trying to learn some other instruments, like all these other people up here.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know
that. Mandolin, guitar, you know. But I have a recording studio as well. I'm trying to put out some more CDs and having a good time with that.
At my door, the leaves are falling. The cold, wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, but I still miss someone. Well, I go out on a party to look for a fun, but I find the darkest corner, for I still miss someone. Oh, well, I never got over those blue eyes, and I see what we've begun. Well, there's someone for me somewhere, but I still miss someone. Now I still miss someone.
I asked you earlier if you knew other girls who played banjo. Bluegrass world tends to be sort of male dominated. Have you tried to sort of stretch that a little bit?
It's different playing with women. I've played with a lot of women over the years. It's a different feel. It's not as much a competition, I don't think. I don't know how to describe it. The music's different. I don't feel the pressure, I guess, in some ways. Banjo's really a man's instrument in this music, I think.
Yeah, the banjo is sort of
Plus, it's heavy.
Right.
It's very, very heavy.
You know, on some levels, sort of dorky, like a lot of men are.
I guess.
Right?
I always say that I never cared what other people thought about me as a child, and I would have never taken the banjo up if I had.
Have you ever tried any other banjo styles other than scrug style?
Yeah, I do a little clawhammer. There's so much to do. I really like clawhammer, but it's a whole different instrument. Even though you're holding the same instrument, it's a whole different thing. Scrug style uses the fingers in a particular picking pattern.
Right.
You know.
And picks on all fingers.
No.
Right?
Two fingers and a thumb.
Oh, okay.
And then the claw hammer, you take all this off, and there's a certain pattern that you use where you're raking down with your index finger, usually. It's a whole different world. It's like a whole different instrument, even though you're holding the same instrument.
Yeah. I mean, do you have an opportunity to play claw hammer sometimes?
Yeah. I have some other bands I play claw hammer in a few songs, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It gives it a whole different feel to the music.
Huh.
I hear that train a-coming. It's coming round the bend. Well, I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. And that train keeps a-moving on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a-moving, and that's what tortures me. If Ed freed me from his prison and that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Well, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I long to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Rick is joining Intentional Grass tonight on mandolin, and it says mandolin vocals, but have you been singing some?
Not really, just a little bit with Larry.
Oh, all right. You started off in a bluegrass family and then sort of diverted from bluegrass for a time and then came back to it.
Rick Hayes.
Yeah, I learned to play the guitar and the mandolin at a young age and chopped in church and played a little bit in church with my dad and then with my dad and brother in a little band when I was younger, and then got bit by the electric bug and played a lot of electric music and more of the rock and roll kind of thing.
Was that traumatic for your family?
No, my dad was incredibly supportive of any music that I wanted to play. We would travel to Jackson County about every weekend where their parents were from, and we would visit there often. And in the drive, we had kind of an ongoing rule that he would get one side of a cassette tape, and then I would get one side. Uh-huh. And whatever it was, we would play and listen to it at the same volume. So it would be Merle Haggard or Jethro Tull. or, you know, nice. Conway Twitty and Van Halen. No, he was incredibly supportive. I lost him about 3 years ago, so pretty traumatic because we played a lot together.
And shared each other's music.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I think it's really cool that he was so supportive of
yeah,
you and that
my,
you had
my
that
mom
memory
as well,
of him.
You know, and he was happy when I came back to the Bluegrass fold. It's pretty tough to make a living as a musician. You know, a lot of bluegrass musicians, at least around the house, have real jobs, and then they're musicians as their time will allow. I had to kind of join a band that was out of state and travel to get to, you know, play my passion, which was kind of sad. You know, Cincinnati has such a rich history in bluegrass, Middletown, Dayton as well. You know, so many bands from there, Red Allen, Harley Allen, Traditional Grass, the Osborne Brothers, Ralph Stanley at King Records and Starday and all that stuff. Now there's really no shining venue to play at that will afford the band members a fair paycheck.
Are you doing music full time now?
I make instruments, have a recording studio, and play full
time.
Okay,
that's right. Yeah, you do all kinds of different things.
Yeah, a little bit.
So during the time that you were playing full time out on the road, really kicking it,
yeah,
who were you with?
The Gibson Brothers.
Oh.
So I played with them for about 5.5 years, and then I started a band called Night Flyer. And we played for 8 years. We just recently disbanded due to an illness in the band. So, yeah, I got to play the Station Inn, the Grand Ole Opry, the Birchmere, the Cellar, all over the country.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was pretty fortunate to get to do all the things that my dad would have loved to do himself.
Oh, how great.
Yeah.
There's a girl on my mind I can't get over. That would break the heart of any man. Without her, things would fall to pieces. Well, I'm dreaming about my Marianne. So I'll just keep touching up my gray hair. Living hope someday she'll understand. It's no matter if I'd live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Marianne. Out there somewhere in a world that can't be found. Just to think of her still tears me down. And if teardrops were pennies, well, I'd be a wealthy man. From the tears that I cry for Marianne. So I'll just keep touching up my gray hair, living hope someday to understand. It's no matter if I'd live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Marianne. If I'd live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Marianne.
All right, thank you so much.
So, okay, so you're a real ambitious person. You do lots of different things. Yeah, and then the instrument making.
Yeah, I wanted a Lloyd Lohr mandolin, and I knew I couldn't afford one. So I thought, man, I'll try to build one. And I did, and some people liked it, and then I started to build guitars as well. So at the moment, I have Dan Tominski and Ron Block, Randy Kors, Clay Hess as endorsers, Jeff Parker. A blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and then.
Not so shabby.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The people who like your instruments, what are they looking for?
You know, Ron Block, you know, has a Holy Grail, about two or three Holy Grail instruments, you know, 30s, D18 and 28, $125,000 instruments. It's incredibly good. My buddy Clay Hess, who was a former Ricky Skaggs guitar player, really close friend of mine, had his guitar in a studio that Ron was producing, Sierra Hall. Clay wanted to use my guitar on it, and you know, Ron goes, I really want you to play my 30s D18. He goes, Ron, you really got to hear this guitar. And he said, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, right.
So Clay ended up playing my guitar on a track, with, unbeknownst to Ron, and then he said, well, hey, that was Rick's guitar. And he said, well, give me that guy's number.
Yeah.
So he called me, and I got Ron into a guitar, because he doesn't want to travel with that kind of expensive guitar. I'm trying to build, you know, pre-war style dreadnoughts.
Wow, that's exciting.
It's pretty fun.
Well, I wonder if it's raining in the mount. I wonder how the old town looks today. And if the church is there beside the river. Could I go back and find where Mama lay? Will I still go to sleep just after sunset? Are the grapes still as big on the vine? The old men sit and talk about the old days, the way they did in 1949.
Oh, 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 how I'd like to be back in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, 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 it would be so fine if I could just go back to 1949.
Chance they might remember the teenage boy so wild and fancy free, who loved to play guitar and country music. I go back, would they remember me? I wonder what became of Catherine Aker, the girl who broke my heart at 17. I barely can remember what she looked like. 30 years ago, she was my dream.
Oh, 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 how I'd like to be back in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, 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 it would be so fine if I could just go back to 1949.
For many years, I searched the wide world over for what I didn't know and didn't find. But now I'm searching pictures in my memory. Tennessee in 1939.
Oh, 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 how I'd like to be back in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, 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 it would be so fine if I could just go back to 1949. If I could just go back to 1949.
I'd like to thank Bill, Larry, Rick, Lisa, and Trina. That's Bill Likens and Intentional Grass for being with us here this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, please give it up for Bill Likens and Intentional Grass here on the Red Barn stage.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Bill Likens and Intentional Grass for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.